My next guest today is Terry Gerbs, owner of F3HR Consulting in Fresno, California. Terry, it's wonderful to have you with me today.
It's
welcome.
Great. Oh my gosh, it's great to see you. I hadn't seen you in so long. I was looking forward to this moment.
It is wonderful to see you here. We are both from the Central Valley of California, and I met you as you just entered the cannabis industry. So it's been, what, 2 years now?
Yes.
Tell me about your experience as a woman in the industry. You have experience being in other industries. You move into cannabis later in your life. And now, what has that experience been like compared to where you've worked in other industries?
It's been refreshing.
Really?
Yes. The women in this industry are so diverse in knowledge, in origin, in nationality, in education, in striving to be the best they can be in this industry, that it is incredible to me. When you work in corporate anywhere, you know, we're all have our masters, we're all doing the same marketing, you know, here, you don't find that. You find, you know, the least thing that you expect a woman in cannabis to be doing is what we're doing here, right? And I love that. It is so beautiful to see.
How is it for you as a woman business owner? Are you finding the support that you need in the industry? Are you being taken seriously?
That's a good question, Kira. I'll tell you that we preach a lot that we support each other, but that depends who you know in the industry, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, very true.
I have been coming to MJ Biz. I've joined organizations that are dedicated to women and been in those conferences. And the diversity between organizations, first of all, is very different, mm-hmm. right? And the women that follow one organization or the other are very different, can be different. And I just find that we preach a lot that we help each other, but I don't know that that is true. I think we need a lot to work a lot towards that.
I agree. Whether it's women investors not investing in women, women CEOs not hiring women in executive positions, there are a lot of ways that women definitely
you
are
bet.
Falling short
you
on
bet.
Supporting
and, and
each other.
And we need to look out for each other.
Yeah, we
if
do.
We want to dominate this industry, we really need to help each other out, because there's no other way that we're going to grow if we don't, right? We have to trust each other.
What are some ways that you are extending yourself to help women in the industry?
Whenever I meet anybody, Kira, and my network is pretty large, right? Especially with ancillary companies like me, like F3HR is an ancillary, and I would love more referrals from people that I meet, but I find that I give... I don't know what it is, but I always think of you if I am in front of somebody that's asking me a question. Hey, Terry, do you know a CPA in the industry? Or Terry, in California, do you know of a bank that is friendly to cannabis? I've hooked up already 2 huge clients to a bank in Fresno, of all places, that is very friendly to cannabis. A woman that I met here a couple of years ago, not here at MJ Biz, but at the other convention that happens here in August. And she's, you know, I only think of her when a client needs a bank in Fresno, because I trust her. I trust the bank. And that's how we become integrated in this industry, and helping each other out is by saying, oh, yeah, I know somebody for you. Let me hook you up. Let me introduce you. Let me see what I can do for you.
It's the third P in the four Ps of women employed in cannabis. It's the second. Promote, partner, and protect.
You
so
bet.
We're talking about promoting. And we're talking about not just moving women up the chain, but we're talking about, hey, that woman has done great work. Hey, you should work with this woman. And if we all just recommended women to each other, it would really change the scale, wouldn't
you
it?
You think?
Yeah,
of
I
course.
Do. It would. But this isn't the first time I've heard this. I hear this a lot. And a lot of women who are extremely generous with their networks don't often find it in return. And it's bothersome, but I don't understand it. I don't know what to say when I hear that and how to fix it.
I don't think it's your responsibility to. I mean, it's all of our responsibilities. When we are in these conferences and we're all talking about women or imposters and all this stuff, hey, right? And we need to help each other and grow and support each other. We need to really be intent on that, not just talk the bullshit. We need to really help each other out if we want to grow in this industry and dominate it. Otherwise, we're not going to get anywhere.
I 100% agree.
Okay, so I'm preaching to the choir.
Well, you're preaching to the choir, but you're also validating for a lot of women what their own experiences are. And you know, we don't often talk about, well, why didn't they refer me? It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel small and embarrassed, and I don't want to talk about it. But it's something that happens a lot. So giving voice to that for women, I think, is really, really important.
It is.
We need to continue being honest about those things so that we can recognize we're all going through this and there's something systemically that's wrong.
Yes. We've been talking about this for a couple of years since I've known you. I've been hearing all of us say the same thing, but where is the progress, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes time for progress, but you know, hey, it's been a couple of years now. Let's do this.
Let's get better at having each other's backs.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so tell me about your business.
Wow, my business. When you saw me the first time, you must have said, this woman, she is not, you know, she needs help, right? And I did. You know, I knew that I needed a coach. I knew that I needed to surpass my introversion in life. And I needed to get out there. And I needed to succeed because nobody else was going to do it for me. And I am a woman that is thriving in an HR consultancy industry that has room for a lot more. Since I saw you last, I've built my business and I've exceeded expectations like you wouldn't believe. And has that given me the confidence to continue? Yes, damn it, because I know I can do this, right? And I'm so proud of myself and building partnerships with people that are in this industry or support it. Women in cannabis, male, you know, dominated industries like payroll, I believe, right? These are my people, payroll companies, CPAs, you know, accounting companies that would be a great resource for all of us. So we can do a lot better by helping each other out.
I love that you just said all of that with pride and didn't apologize for it.
No way. I'm not doing that anymore.
Good for you.
My imposter syndrome is gone. I don't need to prove anything to anybody, just to myself. And I'm here to help employers succeed with their HR management, not the HR that you hear that people sell you as a part of a payroll system. No, I'm an HR consultant. I am here to help you succeed as it relates to that job description and what it should contain to that termination of employment. It doesn't matter if it's in California or in Utah or in Florida or in Illinois. I can help businesses grow and be successful with their HR management, right?
So give me one or two quick things that are specific to cannabis that you think that employers often overlook that they really need to be aware of that you are good at solving or helping them with?
How we select employees. We can't just select anybody from anywhere. We need to be selective. It's an industry like any other. And if you want to have quality service, if you want your customers to come back to your business because they've received quality service from a person that is is presentable and is there to help the client succeed and come back. That is what we're looking for. We're not looking for anybody that just applies because they got out of college or because they need a part-time job.
We or because they smoke weed.
Yeah, or smoke weed. You know, just because you smoke weed doesn't mean you can smoke weed while you're at work.
Yeah. Is that a big issue?
You betcha. The perception that because I work in cannabis, I can smoke all day at work is such a false narrative, because a company has to be safe and secure. OSHA mandates that every employer provides a safe and secure work environment. And how safe and secure are we when we're stoned?
Right.
At work.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
So I, as an HR professional, you know, you as a business owner, do whatever you want. But I'm going to tell you that that's not good for business. There's a time to do that before work, after work. You know, there's a time for everything, Kira. And we don't go to work and drink gin all day. We can't be smoking pot at work all day. It just doesn't work.
Do you work with clients anywhere in the U.S.?
I do. I do national. My expertise is in California, employment law and compliance. And I do national. I support clients throughout the nation. I have clients that have remote employees throughout the nation. And I support them for sure. Yes.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about your business? Anything about your services? Anything coming up this year? Are you launching anything?
You know, I am growing. I'm scaling. So I'm inviting employers to partner with me as it relates to, hey, if you're a payroll company and you don't have an HR consulting group that is live and can be there to support your clients, we can do that for you. Right? That is my next step in my business. I'm hiring people to support businesses.
Who are you looking to hire?
HR professionals throughout the country.
Do they need experience in cannabis?
No. Every industry is, you know, employment law is the same. It's the culture of the industry. And if you can be flexible and adaptable as an HR professional, I want to talk to you, because that's what the cannabis industry needs. It's flexible HR professionals or consultants that have an open mind, right? Yeah, we can do this, but, you know, if we could do this way, it could be a bit better. Why don't we try something else and see what, right? Being flexible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to 2023 and more partnerships for sure.
Okay, so you mentioned payroll. Who else do you want to partner with? What other kinds of companies are you
looking
to develop?
CPAs, accounting, bookkeeping. Those are my major, and businesses. I mean, if a business from one person to 300 doesn't have an HR professional, or less, you know, 300 or less doesn't have an HR professional and needs somebody to guide them through the management, meaning employee relations, sexual harassment prevention, investigations, performance management, job descriptions, compliant documents, all of this nitty gritty that you can't know if you have multiple people in all states and you don't, you know, an HRIS system is not going to help you do that. So call us, you know, to help you for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were starting to mention the future.
Future.
What are you most concerned about and what are you most excited about the future of the cannabis industry?
I'm excited about its growth and opportunity. I mean, there is so much. When I walk around this floor in this event, which has been mind-boggling this year,
sure.
Because last year, I came in 2019, and it wasn't as big as this.
Not even close.
2020, we didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. 2021, last year, everybody was still freaking out. Mm-hmm. We were prepared for this. This Hall of Flowers upstairs, I'd never seen a Hall of Flowers that big here in the 3 years that I've been coming here.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to where we were, right?
Well, this is an indication of the future.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's so vast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many products and so many job opportunities that are going to be opening up in the future in this industry. It's just mind-boggling. I'm so excited for it.
What concerns you about the future from an HR perspective?
I'm concerned that employers do not think about human resources management as something that is important for their business, and they leave it for the last minute when they are faced with a lawsuit, an EEO claim, a FEHA letter, a Labor Department letter. Don't wait for that. I don't understand why we wait for that. HR is affordable. It is necessary for any business, just like a COO is and just like the receptionist would be. It is just a vital part. Marketing, HR, operations.
It's one of the legs of the business.
We all work together. My area is a silent one, right? It doesn't generate income, but we bring value to the business by ensuring that you do not fall in the wrong, don't take the wrong road and be sued by an employee that's disgruntled or because you did something that you shouldn't have, and you should have known. Don't say you shouldn't. You should have known. You know, you don't know what you don't know. That's what I'm here for, right? And I want employers to be proactive, not reactive. There's no need for that.
Do you find that's more prevalent in the cannabis industry?
Yes, you betcha.
Why do you think that is?
Old habits. You know, if you're not a big corporation that has a structure. We tend not to, you know, the controller does it or the office manager does it. Those people don't know how to do that, right? Those are positions that are meant for something else within your company. They are not HR oriented. You know, a person like me that's certified, that has a master's in organizational development and leadership is not your controller or your office manager, right? You can't ask from them what you would ask from me. So don't delay, you know, be present with your business. Don't let somebody take what you've already worked so hard for.
Where can people reach out to you if they need you?
Well, we have an internet page on the internet, of course. It's f3hr.net. That's where you'll find me and all the information about my business and what we do and how we can serve you. And via telephone, 559-575-5265 is the office number. And you can call anytime, even Saturdays and Sundays. Most likely, I'll answer the phone.
What does F3, what's the significance of F3
HR? Great question, and thank you. F3 HR, F3 is fair, firm, and friendly.
I love that.
Yes, and my motto is that if you are fair, firm, and friendly in your business with your employees, you'll take your business a long way. Those people are going to be really happy. There's respect. There's equity. Everybody's treated the same way. And once you do that as an employer, you should have no issues with your employment relationship. So that is our motto, fair, firm, and friendly.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Terry. It's been really
great
talking with
you. Thank you for the invite. Kira, I really appreciate your time, and it's so lovely to see you today.
You as well. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.